health community time. I don't know about you, but that song just makes me want to move my body, which is so great because that's what we're actually going to talk about tonight. Welcome to the conversation. We are going to really dive deep into what it looks like to stay healthy and active through the winter. My name is Danae, and I am really excited to share with you a little bit about my own life and have some friends join me here in this conversation in just a moment. But let's get started by letting you know that, man, nothing in this life comes without work and effort. So whether it is somebody sharing about their health journey or amazing opportunities that partnering with Optavia and our income produces, it really is all about hard work, love, and pouring ourselves in. It takes effort. So we are going to share a little bit tonight from our own personal lives, because that's where our stories collide. That's actually one of my husband and my favorite things to share about, is when your story and my story collide. It's amazing how our lives can shift and be impacted by each other. I began my health journey 7 years ago. I had three young babies in tow. My youngest was a year and a half, and my oldest was only seven at the time. And I don't know if you noticed, but on that bumper video, she was the one going down the slide with me at the age of 14. So I've been on my own personal journey for the last 7 years. Man, it feels like though it was just yesterday, because it's never over. Anybody else in the chat feel like, man, it feels like yesterday I began, but yeah, I'm still in process. Oh my gosh. So glad. Me too. You see, it's so great to stop and look at what we're wanting to create, but then to also recognize that we go through seasons of our health journey. It hasn't always been perfect over the last 7 years, but I've committed to always be in process. Anybody else just commit to being a work in process? That it's not about perfection, but each day I can choose to commit to be consistent. I heard just recently that consistency way outweighs intensity. Consistency outweighs intensity. And that just kind of struck me. And I paused and I thought, man, there are some things in my life I could turn up the dial in to be a little bit more consistent in. But then there were also some things I really wanted to celebrate that I was consistent in. Consistency begins, though, when we pause and we recognize why we're even here and why this even matters. That on our hardest days, when it maybe doesn't feel like it, we might choose to act our way into feeling. Anybody else just have some days, maybe this winter, where it's maybe a little bit cold outside and you just don't feel like making that choice that you maybe should? Oh, I love this. I'm so beyond ready. I'm a work in progress. That's what matters to me most. When we can pause and we can dive in deep to why it matters. You saw on that screen maybe a picture of me and my kiddos and my amazing husband. I've been married for 17 years this year, and we have three amazing kids. And you know what was so fun was this last week, I was at the park with my daughter, who's that 14-year-old. And when she looked at me and she said, "Mama, would you go on the slide with me? Come on the slide with me." And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, my 14-year-old wants me to fit myself on a slide with her. I immediately said yes. It was just a celebration of all those small moments over the season where I've continued to make my health a priority so I can pour from a full cup to not only have enough energy, but to feel good enough to jump up the slide, the tallest one, of course, she wanted, and to fit on there with my child. At 14, to not waste those moments. But it takes pouring into my why and recognizing that even on these maybe cold days, we've had a lot of really cold days here in Idaho. We just got dumped on and got 22 inches of snow and had 4 snow days already this year with our kids. It took being intentional on those days that instead of using a snow blower, it was simple things like going out and actually using the shovel. And shoveling our driveway, shoveling a friend's driveway, shoveling all the street sides so the kids could walk to school. It was little moments like that that add up to the massive, like my 14-year-old saying, "Mama, please come down the slide with me." Those are those little moments that when it's winter time and maybe I don't feel like it, I can still choose to be intentional with my moments to build up to those. It's so key. You know, recently I got to really dive a little bit deeper into my own why of my health journey. When I started 7 years ago, it was because I wanted moments like that with my daughter. I wanted to be the mom that had exercise and activity and wanted to be able to feel lean and excited about my relationship with my husband and be able to jump on the slide with my kiddo. But then this last April, the week of my birthday, my papa, my dad, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. My mom also has a spinal cord tumor. And you know what? My world stopped. Anybody else have your world stop like that, where you get some sort of diagnosis and it kind of gives you this like gut punch, kind of takes your breath away? Oh, friends, we're not alone. My wife went a little deeper this last April. And then especially in June, when we sat next to my papa while he had surgery, I recognized that while both my parents have medical diagnoses, I am so abundantly grateful that they have controlled whatever they can. They've shown up to be responsible in their health journeys, to put themselves in beautiful places, that even with the diagnosis, they're still making great strides. But I recognize too, that I can't control a medical diagnosis in my own life. So my future depends on my present choices today. I can't control if someday I were to get a diagnosis, but I can control being active this winter, because my this winter adds up to next winter. Our days roll into each other. So me choosing to go and run or go to hot yoga or show up is me being intentional and having a healthy and active future. Have you guys paused to think about what it looks like today for the future you're wanting to create in 1 year, in 5 years, in 15? Who do you want to be in the future? Because today matters. So I want you to pause for a second. Maybe you're listening in your car on podcast, or you're joining us live right now on video. Pause for a second. Why does your tomorrow matter? Dive in a little bit deeper. My decisions today decide my future. I love that. That's so true. I'm going to invite my papa to come and spend a moment with us. This is my amazing papa. His name is Frank, and it's just so great. I will continue to call him Papa because that's the only thing I can call you. But this is Frank, but I wanted you to hear directly from him. Papa, one of the things I love about your journey is even coming home and you've gone through radiation, you've had such a long journey, you're still in treatments, but you show up so intentionally. Can you share with us a little bit about what this looks like, no matter what you have going on in your life, how you choose to be active and healthy this winter?
Well, it's always, thank you, Danae. It's always the choice of where do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go? And then looking, okay, making the steps that are going to get you there. Yeah. And being, as you've said, being intent about what you're going to do. And it's going for the walks with the grandkids.
Yeah, that's
and having them have conversation and not going in a big hurry, but just going in that intent of finding out more. And then, where do you want to be? My speech therapist has told me, look, you have to do the work that goes along with that, because in not too far along, if you don't do the work, you won't be able to swallow. Mm-hmm. And being able to plan my horn. It's all those things of looking forward and always, what can I do to help myself get better? Thanks, Danae.
I love that. Papa, one thing you said, just I love that piece. What can I do?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's it's always
thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not what can't I do? The I'm laying on my back. Oh my gosh, I'm at the mercy. But what can I do? You can go for the walk. You can do the exercises from therapy.
Well, it's what you focus on is what you're going to find.
Amen.
So if you are looking for where can I go? What can I do? What can I be? Those are the things, that's where you'll go.
Yeah. Dang.
Thanks, Danae.
I love that. Thanks, Papa, for coming and sharing with us. Isn't it such an inspiration, guys? Like, no matter where we currently are sitting, what can I do? You know what? Post-it notes are my favorite thing. Maybe you have a post-it note or you're driving in the car listening on a podcast and you can write quickly on a receipt when you get to a stop sign. What can I do? Drop in the chat, comment on this. What can I do? I can go for a walk. And that's my daughter, my middle daughter, my Brittany, in that picture. I just sat back and tears were streaming down my face because he chose to go on a walk. My 11-year-old daughter had this beautiful moment with her umpapa, that's what she calls him. And those are priceless moments. What can I do? And look at how it just becomes so reciprocal into so much more of our health journey, our holistic health journey. I love that. Papa, thank you so much. You are an inspiration to me. You are why I go to yoga so that I can have balance, because I've learned from you how important that is. So thank you. Oh, friends, I am so excited to share with you my next friend. Her name is Nicole. She is one of my dearest friends. She also is here in the snow with me here in Idaho. And I love Nicole's journey. And I asked her to come and share with us tonight because, Nicole, you are so committed and consistent. And we've been friends for now over 7 years, which is so fun. But to see you grow in this over these last 7 years, will you share with us what it looks like for you as a busy wife and a busy mom, especially in such a season of transition and change with your oldest going to college, like hot dang. What does this look like for you to be consistent in this winter season?
Oh, well, I think that, I mean, just like umpapa said, what can you do? I feel like that sums up like so many things just right there. But I in all of this, it has been such a mind journey. I mean, the physical journey was what I signed up for, right? Because that's where I really wanted to see the change. But the mind journey is what has been most impactful for me. And I realized that the hurdles that I was visualizing in front of me that were putting up those barriers to why I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, I needed to break down those hurdles and break down those barriers. So for me to be successful in incorporating healthy movement into my life and into my days, I tried to remove all the barriers that I possibly could. So element 5 in your life book talks about how we can optimize our environments and make them more conducive to success. And so that's where I started. What barriers in my environment can I break down in order to be successful? I recognize for myself.
Can you say that? Yeah. Can you say that one more time? That is like gold.
So what barriers can I break down in order to help myself be successful?
So good.
What can I do on the front end in order to achieve the things that I want on the back end? So barriers for me, and this is going to be embarrassing to admit because it's like, it sounds stupid when I say it out loud, but I recognized that having to get up and get dressed in the morning to work out was a barrier for me. Having to get up and get in my car and drive somewhere was a barrier for me, especially in the wintertime. Like, I'm a weenie in the wintertime and I don't want to get out in the cold because I'm an Idaho girl like you. So, you know, getting out there in the cold is not my favorite thing to do unless I'm playing in it, working out in it, you know. Anyways,
yeah.
I realized that, you know, doling out the finances or whatever in order to have a membership somewhere, that was a barrier for me. It gave me all the excuses that I needed, right? Because we're so good at creating excuses. Maybe that's just me. Anybody else good at creating excuses? So that's where I started breaking down the barriers. So what can I do? How can I be consistent? I can get up in the morning and I can work out in my pajamas. And that's what I do. I can get up and I can work out in my bathroom because I need to be quiet because I'm up before anybody else is. And so I don't want to be loud and stomping around. And so I would get up, roll out of my bed and go into my bathroom and work out in my bathroom. I did it at home. I found free YouTube videos to work out to. So there was no excuse that I didn't have anything to do or I couldn't find. It was just videos that used little hand weights and my own body weight in order to get the movement. Dang, you don't really need anything in order to get a good workout, right? I mean, I can do a whole lot of things. They have these videos and things that lead me. I get a good sweat and a good workout with no equipment. So it works. So removing those barriers allowed me to then create the routines that then became habits to where I would increase my time, increase my weights, increase the activity that I was doing and get to a place where I was venturing into all sorts of different types of movements. So something else that I really found impactful in my journey is the words that I was using. So again, don't know who I'm speaking to, but if you can relate, let me know. But I had a negative view of working out or exercise. Those words to me were a barrier because I was not somebody who grew up like I was not a gym rat. It was not something that my family did all the time, going and working out and that. So those kinds of activities and things were intimidating to me. They were not enjoyable to me. I don't know that I've ever really enjoyed jumping on a treadmill or doing a stair stepper or getting on a spin bike. And those are not things that speak to me. I love dancing. I love hiking. I love doing the physical activity like that. And so the exercise type activities were a negative to me. It gave me a negative feeling. And so when I switched my terminology in my head to more of a purposeful movement, it made all the difference in the world. So for example, like I am really working hard to improve my balance. I heard you talk about that, Danae, and seeing the importance of that with your dad. I'm seeing it with my parents. And I want to prevent anything in the future from getting in my way. So I really want to work on balance and mobility and my limberness. And so when I attach my movements to a purpose, it makes all the difference in the world. If I'm just going and huffing and puffing and sweating because that's what I'm told I'm supposed to do, that doesn't feel good to me. That doesn't feed me. That doesn't make me want to continue doing it. When I see the purpose behind it, and I could say, you know what? When I create this strength and endurance and this balance and this mobility, this makes it so that I can go skiing with my kids and not hurt myself. This means that I can attempt to surf behind our surf boat and not totally, you know, kill myself in the process. This makes it so that when my friend reaches out and says, you want to go do an aerial silks class? I can say, sure. And if you don't know what aerial silks are, go Google it. I did that. I was hanging upside down. Like I really did it. And, you know, it makes things like that possible. So because I have chosen not to be sedentary and to be consistent, I get to say yes to those things. Just like you said yes to going down the slide with Brookie. We get to say yes because we're creating those habits and being consistent so that the rest of our days, like Papa talked about, what we're focusing on in the future, that's where we keep our eyes. That's where we keep it. So I could keep going on and on, but one last secret that I will share is your decision to be consistent starts the night before. So I will tell you, friends, when my head hits the pillow, I have already made that decision for the morning that I am going to get out of bed, that I am going to get up. So when my alarm goes off, I am not snoozing because I made the commitment to myself. My alarm goes off, you roll out of bed. I still work out in my jammies. So I go in my jammies into my basement. I've graduated from the bathroom. I'm now in the basement in our home gym that we put in during COVID. So go to the home gym and I do my workout and I get it done first thing in the morning, because that's another thing that I've realized. One of the barriers, my day is insanity with the kids and all the activities and every direction that I am pulled. If I don't do it first thing in the morning, it doesn't happen in my world. Everybody has different routines and where it works best for them. So I'm not telling you that that's what you have to do. That's what works for me.
Yeah.
And hear me on that. What works for you, mm-hmm. whatever it is, do it, do it.
Do it.
So oh my that, gosh.
Cool. Yeah. Love that. And that's that beautiful yeah. piece. What is going to work for you? Allow that to be beautiful and celebrated, make the decision and show up for yourself. I think that's the best piece, Coley. You've shown up for yourself and it's been fun to watch you. You know,
and can I tell you that showing up for yourself, you guys, that has built my self-trust and my self-confidence exponentially. When you show up for yourself, you don't miss out on your doctor's appointments. You don't miss out on the meeting with the accountant or the meeting with your boss. Why are you not showing up for the meeting with yourself?
Dang.
Show up for yourself.
So good. Show up. Coley, thank you so much for sharing with us and
love you guys.
Giving us such beautiful, authentic wisdom. I am so thankful for you in my life. Oh my gosh. I love having this conversation and I'm taking furious notes over here. Your decision to be consistent starts the night before. Your habits matter and they compound one upon the next. I love that Coley just started somewhere. I think that was my favorite picture when she sent me the selfie from her closet, her bathroom floor in her robe. And that's, she just made a commitment to herself. Man, well, I'm excited to share my next friends with you. My friends, Ashley and Brian, are going to join us and share a little bit about how, as a family and as a couple, how impactful living this has been. We are super inspired, actually, by Brian and Ashley. My husband and I, they invited us to play pickleball. And my husband is highly competitive and I am up for learning anything. But these two have been so loving and gracious and so kind as we navigate this new world. Anybody else play pickleball? And it's like the new thing. I totally get why y'all are so obsessed with it. But that's a huge part of their story. And I just wanted to have you guys come share with us? What does this look like? How has this impacted now your family? And oh my gosh, just share with us.
Awesome. Thank you. So just a little bit about us. For Brian and Ashley, this year will be 17 years of marriage for us, just like you and DJ. And we are parents of three kids. And our oldest that you see in this middle picture, Alyssa, is actually going to be having a baby in March. So we're going to have our very first ever grandson. And from the beginning of our marriage, Brian and I have always been active and wanted to implement that type of active lifestyle in our kids, because it's just been very important for us. And we'll kind of talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. But we've been on programs since 2021. Brian wanted to get a six pack for his 40th birthday.
Love it.
Didn't quite get to six, but maybe
he got four.
We got four.
Got four. So he's doing good.
Doing great.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, four for 40. I like it.
Pretty good.
I like it. Yes. So we just joined. I joined in support of him. I was super excited. He chose to be healthy. And 3 weeks later, we were hooked. We were absolutely in love. And it was so fun to just like fine tune in our sleep. We were the Energizer bunnies. We were wandering around picking up the house at night. We have been so much better about healthy surroundings, eliminating toxic relationships and all that kind of type of thing. Our water is dialed, our food is dialed, and we can keep up with our kids. Like you yep. said, when they want to go play on the monkey bars, or we go play basketball, or we go on a hike, which has been so awesome because our absolute favorite is healthy motion. And so this has fueled us to be to the point where we actually can outlast our kids most of the time. So, which is so fun. So, Brian and I both have lost our dads at a pretty young age. So we did not have that male mentor in our lives really to be there with us forever. And so Brian's going to talk a little bit about his, journey.
Yeah, first off, to hear what Frank went through, I mean, Frank's a warrior. What a bad dude. Like, hear stuff like that. I'm only going to talk about surgeries, and you hear his, I'm like, gosh, I'm a wuss compared to what he's went through. So I love hearing his testimony. It's really, really cool. But yeah, like Ashley said, me growing up, my dad took us riding. That's what we did, is rode motorcycles, you know, and I ended up racing at the highest level, which was cool. But with that, get hurt, and you get hurt a lot. And my whole goal before we had children is, I told Ashley, like, I want to be able to play with our kids. No matter what I go through, I'm going to be present, and I'm going to play with our kids. And I'm like, your husband, I'm a little competitive, so I don't want to play with them. I want to beat them. And so unfortunately, I had my first knee surgery pretty early, and then that compounded, and then infections, and all of it. But I've had 8 right knee surgeries. I've had 2 infections in the right leg. They've tried to cut it off me, and it was able to keep the right leg, but it's been 8 surgeries just to keep one leg. So it's been replaced twice. One replacement failed, right? Yep. And then we got a good replacement. Well, then right after I got the 8 surgery done on the leg, I got to do a replacement to the left leg. So now both legs are replaced. Yeah. But it's been so amazing what we have built the base through OptiVia and taking care of our health. Last March, I had my, 12th surgery, but 9th knee surgery. And within 2 weeks, I'm out walking. We're doing our loops around the block again. We're playing basketball with the kids again in a couple months, golfing, riding motorcycles. And then stinking pickleball came into our lives, and now we do pickleball. So I can't stay without laughing. It's almost a little embarrassing. That's what we do.
He's got a preconceived notion built up around who plays pickleball. So I think he's struggling with that identity of a pickleball player.
Yes, I'm struggling.
Your concept built up.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought it was just for the elderly to create motion. And then when I showed up at the court, it was the elderly that embarrassed us. And
yeah, don't ever judge a person by the way that they look in pickleball, because they will whoop you and you'll go home crying. It's for sure.
And you're so competitive that you have to keep up now. So you have to go back and prove yourself.
Yes. And I have to say, this might be one of the first sports that Brian.
You're going to put that out there. That's embarrassing.
He's really good. He's getting better at it. But it was so funny because our oldest daughter, we were hanging out with all the 3 of them on Father's Day, and they conspired and made us go to Walmart, and we picked up these wooden pickleball paddles, and we went and played for hours.
Yeah.
And I probably could have used some lady depends. We laughed and we laughed and we laughed so hard. It was an absolute blast. And so the next day, it's so funny, our son took it to a whole other level. We've got chalk lines in our yard. We've got a temporary net all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh.
He's taken it to a whole new level, to where he won't really even play with us anymore because
he's too good for us.
He's too good for us.
Yep.
But in the meantime, like, it's been such a fun opportunity. We can play as a family. We've introduced it to Brian's family. It's our new Thanksgiving morning tradition. We've introduced it to my family when we went to Bend this year, and everybody loves it. You can play at any level. And then we're all now members. If you come to Idaho, stop by the Flying Pickle.
We're not getting paid for that.
Amazing. I'm not kidding.
We're not getting paid for that. That's a free drop.
They have, 18 indoor courts. It's so freaking fun.
I'm not here to sell a pickle.
Oh, I'm telling you though. It's got the best community. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've gotten out of it. They welcome everyone. Yep. We've made so many friends. We've got new couples friends, old and young. And we've been able to stay active through the winter. And honestly, the last 3 years, putting on that winter weight, not even in existence. So that's not even a thing for us anymore because of the habits that we've been able to build and create. And anything that has happened to us health-wise, whether it's COVID or surgeries or whatever, because of our health also, we've been able to recover so quick. And it's neat to be able to model that to our children, that no matter what, we still have places to grow and places to learn, and we can still push ourselves and learn new things. And our little grandson is going to be an active dude, and he's going to be coming with us everywhere, and it's going to be so fun.
You guys, I am so excited, and I cannot believe that you're going to be grandparents. Like, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
But I think that's that beautiful piece, is watching your journey and getting to know both of you so well. It's been so fun to see. That's already a piece of who you guys already were.
Yeah.
But then to watch your perseverance and your commitment, and remembering that, oh my gosh, no matter what, this is what matters to us. This is what we want to create in our future. That you find ways to do it no matter what. I was blown away, Brian, when she was like, yeah, he's outside playing basketball. I was like, he just had surgery. But that's your commitment, right?
Yes.
You suppose that's what mattered most. And now I cannot wait to see both of you out there. I think that boy's going to be born with like a pickleball paddle in his
hand. For real. Well, it's been so neat to just eliminate those peaks and valleys and just be consistent, like you said before, because consistency compounds and intensity burns out. So those of you who are jumping in 110% and just going balls to the wall, that fails every single time. And what we've been able to do being consistent is really going to have that long-term lasting success. And some fun ways to do that, just even adding in some meat, some non-exercise activity that's thermogenesis, and like walk.
Just park further in a parking lot. Just start walking.
Wash your own dishes, have a dance party, have some extra fun curricular activities with your husband. I mean, it's just whatever you want to do. Just ramp up your activity.
We're never getting invited back.
I'm sorry. But those are, I think that's the beautiful piece, right? Is that there are so many opportunities to stay active in our lives. And if we can keep it fun, and I love that this is why I wanted to have you guys come on and have a conversation with us tonight, is because that's what this looks like, is keep it fun. And I love how Nicole talked about where she was just kind of like in her mind. I think so many of us get in this space where it's like, well, this is what needs to work out and it can't be fun. No, you could go out and you could play pickleball and you could have fun. You could go on a walk with your spouse. You could, I love the picture of you guys scootering around and you guys are always laughing. Like how many of us don't even laugh during the day? Like those little things are so important. I mean, shoot, when I do hot yoga, guys, I'll never forget. I tried a headstand for one of the first nights and I got so nervous, but I kept falling over. And you know what I loved? A, everybody around me was super encouraging, and B, my girlfriend fell over too. So it was like, oh, well, we could totally do this. So that's the fun part. And I know you've been with me, Ashley.
Yeah, you tried to kill me.
Yeah, I did try to kill you in hot yoga. Try something new. Don't be scared and let yourself laugh and have fun. I think it's so important. Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. And
thanks for having us.
Helping us to laugh. Oh my gosh, I love Ashley and Brian. Well, guys, my favorite thing about these calls is to give you something tangible and practical to chew on in the week ahead. So while our conversation is great and our stories can collide, drop a 10 in the chat, or if you're listening to the podcast, whose story resonated with you most? Who kind of grabbed your heartstrings? What boom statement hit you in your mind? Where, what is it? What can I do from Frank? Or what barriers do I need to navigate, whether it's mentally or physically in my life with Nicole? Or what do I need to try that's new, like Brian and Ashley, and just to make it fun? So that's what we want to challenge you in. Here are four things. What can you do? Choose to have that mindset. Number one, make a commitment to yourself. Just like Nicole said, you're not going to not show up for your doctor's appointment. You're not going to not show up to meet with the accountant this year. Decide that you are important enough to show up for daily. I love how in Element 18, Dr. A says 30 minutes a day equals a lifetime of health. You are worth 30 minutes to go on a walk. You are worth 30 minutes to go on the slide or chase your kids around the playground. You are worth 30 minutes to go pick up a pickleball racket and make a fool out of yourself, or go to hot yoga and fall over. You are worth 30 minutes. So number one, make a commitment to yourself. Number two, find someone to hold you accountable. I love hot yoga because you know what? A, I have to sign up for the class, but B, people know me. And so when I don't show up, I do get a text message, or I'll text message my girlfriend, Katie. Hey, Katie, I'm showing up at booty yoga or hot yoga tomorrow. Are you going to be there? I put myself out there to make a commitment to have somebody else then to hold me accountable to it. So find somebody that loves you enough to say, hey, I didn't see you show up, or you weren't at the walk, or whatever that was. Number four, keep it fun. If you're not laughing, we're doing it wrong, friends. Put yourself out there, do something new and exciting, make it fun. Like Nicole said, try something new that is going to keep you excited. It doesn't have to be, oh my gosh, I'm checking the boxes. Let it be enjoyable and look at the relationships that you create in the process. And lastly, consistency is a priority. So choose consistency over intensity. Whoever invited you here to this conversation tonight, I want you to grab those four things. Maybe you jotted them down or you're thinking them in your head. I want you to share with this person who invited you or shared this call with you, this podcast, so that they can be a part of your story and your journey.